Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air. Now broadcasting live inside the Bank 59 studios at the Wisconsin State Fair. Here are your hosts, John McCure and Julia Fellow.
It's clearing up.
The skies are brightening. It's getting warm out. It's getting nice out. Fantastic night at the fair. Come on out. We're here until 6 o'clock. The fair runs late tonight, so come on out. Grab something to eat. Walk around. The ejector seat that Julia's going to do is going big time over there.
No.
There's no way I'm doing that.
I'll do it with you.
No.
How about that?
All right. Then I'm out, too. That's two people who are not doing the ejector seat. We will not be on the ejector
seat.
Okay.
Tell them why.
Because it makes a terrible sound every time it goes up and down. It sounds like it's about to crack in half.
It does.
Yeah, no.
Makes a big metal clinging noise.
Any ride they bring in on a semi-truck, I'm not doing. No. Hey, this is super cool. I'm really excited about this. There's a new documentary coming out. It's going to be exclusively in Marcus Theaters. It's about the 82 Brewers, the World Series team. It's called Just a Bit Outside. This is so sweet. Sean Hanisch is the director and producer, and Kelly Call produced the film as well. They are both with us. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thank you for having us.
Incredible story. This is a story that's very dear to anybody from Milwaukee, the only Brewers team ever to make it to the World Series. It's a documentary. How did you get all the great names to talk to you? You got Uecker, you got Bud Selig, you got the players. This is incredible.
Kelly, go ahead. It started with Gorman and Kelly on the golf course.
Gorman Thomas was kind of my hero growing up, and I should point out Sean and I were kind of both teenagers in the Milwaukee area during 82 and lived and died with each game of, you know, each game the team played. So I had a chance a few years ago to play golf with Gorman, and he was, like I said, my hero. And he just, every hole told us a new story, a drinking story, basically, about the team out on the road. You know, the fun they had together, and after hearing story after story, we thought maybe there's something here. But then we found out there was something much more than just a bunch of fun drinking stories.
How about how Milwaukee's lineup earned itself the nickname Harvey's Wall Bangers? What's that?
Well, I Harvey Keen taking over as coach after a very disappointing start really was the catalyst for this team. That incredible ride we all went on the summer of 82, winning, I think we won 75 games after he became the manager. Wallbangers is the fact that I think at the time we hit the sixth most home runs in the history of the major leagues. Everybody on that team was hitting homers left and right. It was just such an exciting time, such an exciting ride, and, you know, it was so much fun because we captured all that with all these interviews that are really, they're extraordinary.
A lot of these guys still live in the Milwaukee area, and if they don't live here, they come back frequently. We see them at the stadium. They're so beloved. Can you talk about the unique bond that the players that we so love have for the city of Milwaukee and Brewers fans?
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, to a person to this day, 42 years later, they all are grateful that they had the opportunity to play in the great city of Milwaukee in front of all of our amazing fans in Milwaukee and around the state of Wisconsin. There's still a love affair between that team and this town. It's truly remarkable. I mean, all of them talk about it. And Kelly, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, at the kind of unfortunate end of this, the Brewers do lose the World Series, which we all know. But then, you know, the city turned out the next day to throw them a parade that was equal in size, if not bigger, than the parade that St. Louis threw for the champion Cardinals. And part of what the film does is really talks about in this great disappointment, which these guys all still have 40 years later. But the city coming out to kind of show their love for the team also is still with the players to this day.
This is going to be incredible. Just a Bit Outside. I've seen some parts of it. It is fun. It's interesting. There's going to be stories in there that you haven't heard. Check it out beginning on, I think I have the date here, September 13th at the 12 Marcus Theaters in Southeast Wisconsin. September 13th. This is incredible, guys. Thank you so much, Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call. We appreciate you being with us.
Thanks so much, John.